thank you for those.
All right.
That was an excellent.
What music did you have me to?
Good evening, everybody. It's currently 7 o'clock and you're listening to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner here on FM 103.3, Goulburn Community Radio, 2GCR, that's right. I'm Kieran, for those who have never heard the show before, and I'm joined by Kyle.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Matty D.
Hello there.
Now, yes, I almost went to say the old show. We used to do a show called...
The Midnight Express.
The Midnight Express from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. every Monday. And now we've moved to what I'm calling prime time. We've moved to prime time slot from 7 till 9. So
7 till 9.
From 3 hours to 2 hours.
Yes.
And I'm excited. And now just thought I might introduce you both a little more. Excuse me, I just have to say goodbye to that music. And
our new theme song.
My regular co-hosts are, of course, a man with hair bigger than his personality.
But not as big as his ego.
It's Kyle.
He would dress himself up in this horrific skin suit and caper around his property, pretending to be his own mother.
That's right. And how is that going for you? You're still pretty sick, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Well, the suit still needs a little bit of tweaking, but other than that...
It's horrific. It's still horrific, I hear.
It's still horrific. Not beautiful yet.
Yes. And then another man with equally as crazy hair is the Mr. Romance himself. Sometimes we call him Matty Delicious, but most of the time he goes by Matty D.
Why would someone so masculine want to be a woman?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is very much.
And how have you been?
I've been very well, Kieran. My week has been good.
And the three of us together make the good, the bad, and the Kieran.
Yes.
Left to their own devices, they would eat themselves to death.
That's right. That's why there's no food in the studio.
Obviously.
Yeah, but we do actually...
It may actually come to that, too.
Well, you never know.
No, but really, we are the...
The good,
the bad,
and the Kieran. This must be so baffling to anyone who hasn't actually heard the show before.
They're like, this isn't the weather report.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There will be a weather report.
There will be. But with our new weather girl.
Yeah. Hopefully...
We've got a new person.
We have... With Patricia later on.
Patricia, yeah. Patricia's coming down to the station.
Oh. Patsy.
Yeah, that'd be great when that actually happens. But what we do is we usually try and play a variety of music between the 70s and 80s. And in between, we have our own regular brand of humour.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And some may call it funny. Some may call it other things.
Hopefully you heard the first 3 minutes of this show. Yeah. You know what to expect already.
Hopefully our brand new listener base appreciates
us. Oh, yes, of course. But something new that we're adding to the show is we're actually going to have prizes from now on.
We sure are. Yeah. Very exciting.
Yes, it's great. I actually haven't thought of the competition yet, but we should probably announce it soon. But
we have the prizes, just no competition.
We have the prize, we'll think of a challenge for this evening.
And they're pretty cool prizes.
But if you want to enter, please jump onto our Facebook group, which is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, FM 103.3. Just search for either Guess Who's Dinner or 103.3, and it should come up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can become a fan of us. We've had a fairly steady fan base so far. Hopefully it continues with the show.
Yes, hopefully.
And we also have a podcast, the brand new podcast, which will be released, I guess, tomorrow, which is called After Dinner.
Oh.
Ooh.
We used to have Off the Rails, but that is no more.
You can still hear all those shows.
You can still listen to all our old stuff, of course.
That's right. We should probably get stuck into it straight away. And something we regularly do at this point in the show, in the old show anyway, is we have...
Wacky
Guess Who's Coming...
News.
Is it Wacky News now?
Okay, go on.
Why not?
Sorry.
All right.
I guess Wacky News is a lot easier than Guess Who's Coming to Dinner News.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's time for Wacky News. That's right. Dad's finger bitten off in nativity fight.
Wow.
Sounds good already, doesn't it?
A nativity fight.
That's right. British police have arrested a man after a parent's finger was bitten off. Are you right in coffee?
Yeah, sorry.
Carl's just dying next to me right now.
Kind of. Go on.
British police have arrested a man after a parent's finger was bitten off during a fight before a school's nativity play.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you're going to have a fight, right?
of all the places to... not in a bar, not in a pub, at a school nativity play.
Okay.
I was expecting, the little baby Jesus to bite someone's finger.
The police say a 39-year-old man was detained after a brawl broke out when the parents at Harton Primary School in the northeastern English town of South Shields, outside the city of Newcastle, gathered for a traditional festive performance by their children. Yeah, I know. I'm going to those. Makes me want to, I don't know, hit somebody, so yeah. I'm not really surprised.
Yeah.
Makes me want to put my fist through something or bite something off. The 32-year-old father was taken to a hospital for medical treatment after his finger was bitten off.
Oh, my God.
Teachers say children didn't witness the attack because they were preparing to begin their performance. Okay. So it's not even during it when you've, you know, had time to stew and get agitated.
This guy was just in a bad mood. Who knows? Maybe he was just having a really bad day.
Maybe.
Maybe he was just hungry. Like in, what was that movie we saw? Ravenous.
Ravenous.
Maybe his kid just couldn't resist. Was like a sheep when he wanted to be a three wise man or something like that.
Oh, you're saying it was jealousy.
It's jealousy. That's what I think.
The other father had a better child, but yeah.
Well, there you go. Another
hitting people with canes.
Another Christmas-related story. A teenage girl fell ill at a Berlin market after accepting a drink from a man dressed as Santa Claus.
Never trust the man with the beard.
Oh, man.
In the eighth suspected poisoning case to hit Christmas markets in the German capital in a week. So there's people just cruising around dressed as Santa Claus going, hey, drink this.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. You trust Santa, don't you?
The 15-year-old girl suffered vomiting and short-term memory loss on Saturday after the unidentified man, who was clearly Santa Claus, offered her a paper cup containing alcohol at the market in Berlin. The doctors later confirmed that the unidentified substance, was mixed into the drink. It's unclear whether the man dressed as Santa was the same man who allegedly poisoned at least seven other people in the city's Christmas market.
What's the point? What does he want out of that? Just to poison someone?
Maybe he wants to ruin Christmas for everybody.
What, just the Grinch dressed as Santa Claus?
He's given Santa Claus a bad name, trying to give Santa Claus a bad rap.
Wow. Yeah, but
he didn't get any presents last year.
Okay, so I think they're suggesting that it was alcohol, not just like water. Thirsty? So he's just walking around going, here, drink this.
Let's see what I
is
have
it?
In
just
my...
drink it. Merry Christmas.
My sack for you. Oh, some chloroform. What's that?
Have you been naughty or nice? Chloroform for you. but actually, me, Kyle, and Matty D... actually, this Christmas season have all been Santa Claus. Yes. Isn't that quite a coincidence? The three of us here right now have all been Santa Claus in the
world. Yeah,
we've all had an opportunity to say, here, Sonny Jim, drink this.
No.
I never would have, though.
No, I didn't get anything to drink myself, yet alone something to give anybody else.
How'd you guys find it?
I actually really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it also.
I hated it.
What did you hate about it?
I don't know. I just didn't like it.
You didn't like the kids?
The parents. It's just not my thing.
Was it too hot? Seriously,
give me the Easter Bunny any day.
Oh, we also do the Easter Bunny as well.
Well, I've never done the Easter Bunny, but...
I love the Easter Bunny in comparison to Santa. I guess I just got bored sitting there.
Yeah.
For so long.
Didn't you get up?
I didn't mind.
I got up, but I wasn't allowed out of my little area.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can do.
There's some really cute kids
there. And I thought Santa's supposed to be this big, cuddly guy. I can't exactly harass people to come and visit me. So in the end, I just sat there singing to myself.
That's what I ended up doing too when no one was around, just going, Old Man River.
I sort of had like a chair dance when I was just sitting there. I was just like,
I'd sit there like slapping my knees, twiddling my thumbs.
Trying to get people to come over by waving them.
Yeah. Hey, man. ringing the bell and just looking at people. There's a little bell that they give you and you just rang.
I didn't get a bell.
It's so weird. When I walked back and like I saw a kid that came up to talk to me, I sort of like kneeled down and I was sort of talking to him. Oh, what do you want for Christmas? And then all these kids just hovered from out of nowhere, and I'm just like, oh, now I have to talk to this kid. And I couldn't get out.
And you can't really tell the child to go away. You have to wait for the parent.
Well, I wouldn't dream of that, but
when I was doing it, all these kids accosted me at the same time, really randomly.
Yeah,
there'd be two kids there, and then more would come, and then all be just standing around in a massive group, all talking at once.
I think I got grafted by one of the children. They just kept coming
grafted.
Back.
Like skin grafted,
grifted, whatever the word is. He just kept coming back going, can I get some reindeer ears for my sister and for my little brother and
you're
for
being
my mommy
swindled.
And for my daddy?
You're being swindled by a little kid.
Yeah. And I can't say, no, you can't have any more, can I?
No. Yeah, you're sure you can.
There was this broken one that I kept trying to give people, but they wouldn't accept it.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, it is, I guess.
Who are proud sponsors of this weather update.
Hello, this is Patricia Stomer bringing you the weather today. For today's forecast, the current temperature is 16.7 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow, on Tuesday, there will be a clearing showers with a maximum of 20 degrees and a minimum of 10 degrees and a 10% chance of rain. This has been Patricia Stomer bringing you the weather. And if you want good weather, go to Wollongong. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. That was the weather.
I like that girl.
Isn't she lovely?
She's a keeper.
Yeah, definitely. We might have her in again next week in case we need to do the weather.
Yeah.
Of course we will.
Kind of do.
One thing that we don't want to change, of course, is our regular segment from the old show, Lifestyles with Kyle.
New and improved.
Mm. That's right.
It's great to be back. I have actually missed this music so much.
That's right. Any pressing question that you've ever wanted to ask about your life or somebody else's, well, Kyle is the man to ask, also known as Kyle McSteamy, but only in certain situations.
Among other things.
Kyle is your man with everything romance. No, wait, that's not his
name. That's me.
Everything lifestyles. It's going great.
Kyle will be the one to tell you how to live your life.
Absolutely.
The Kyle's far. The Kyle way.
Alrighty. What sort of question should I ask you? I sort of probably should have pre-planned this.
A lifestyle one?
A lifestyle one.
A lifestyle one.
Well, it's called Lifestyles with Kyle.
Alright.
We don't have any Facebook things.
Oh, no one sent in.
No one sent. Well, if you do want to ask Kyle a lifestyle question, you can jump on the Facebook. And
mm-hmm. Which is...
Guess who's coming to dinner.
2GCR 103.3 FM. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Search for that.
Send in any questions.
And the question will be read out and Kyle will put his own spin on it
purely
and answer it.
Purely anonymous as well. Give you a message?
Give you a pathway to follow.
Here's a question for you. I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. I don't think the three of us are really that into sports. I mean, sure, we do a radio station for, you know, a radio show for fun on the side, but none of us are really into sports.
Mm.
If you went on a date with a girl and her idea of a date, as crazy as this would be, is to watch, I don't know, a grand final of football.
Oh my God.
How would you make...
Delete.
How would you make the viewing of the sport exciting? So, or you have a friend who really is into it and he wants you to bond by watching it with you. How would you make it worthwhile?
There are cheerleaders, remember, Carl?
Yeah.
Only sometimes.
So what, we're actually going to the event itself, not just sitting...
No, sitting at home.
Oh, okay. Then beer. Lots and lots and lots of beer.
Would you create some sort of drinking game to go with it?
You'd have to. Well, I'm sure there's people out there who do like sport, and that's cool.
What if you're under 18?
Steal daddy's beer.
No. You can't say that.
No.
Of course not.
That's silly. I don't know. I can't really speak for anyone under 18 because I was never into sport at all when I was under 18.
No. Now, even though you're over 18 now,
I'm not
sports.
It's never even occurred to me. I don't know the rules of football at all.
Matty D, have you got a question?
Oh,
you have a question?
I don't. Let me think. What sort of lifestyle question would I want to ask? Kyle.
Was that the question?
Yeah, that can be the... No.
Wow, this is great radio.
Okay, all right.
And you wonder why we came back.
All right, say you were on a radio station.
Oh, yes.
And
sounds familiar.
You couldn't think of some way to fill an awkward silence.
Okay, your guide to filling awkward silences.
Your guide to
doesn't have to be on the
silence.
Radio. It can be like during conversations.
We'd get Matt to ask me a question.
That's a good one. Yeah. Well done.
Guide to filling awkward silences. I don't know. Generally, I try to go straight for a question relevant to the previous topic. But if you're not talking about anything,
what if you're stretching for a new topic? What if you're reaching for a new topic?
Oh God! If you see a blue car or something, go. So, do you like the color blue? I don't know. I've never been really good at getting new topics out.
What about not asking a yes or no, like a question that can only be answered with yes or no? Try and avoid those, I'd say.
Yeah.
But it isn't Lifestyles with Kieran, it's Lifestyles with Kyle.
Yeah, well, I'd say that.
Well, good.
But any other questions? Have you actually got any online questions?
Yes.
No one's actually sent anything in. We've been doing Lifestyles with Kyle for the past like 4 weeks and no one has bothered to ask me a question.
Not even your mother, who regularly sends questions in.
My mum sends questions in, but...
That could be a question. What could be a guide to getting your mother or people alike to ask better, more appropriate lifestyle questions?
But no, I can't speak for people, can I? If some people just don't get it.
So they should just stop writing in?
No, I never said that. I never said that at all.
You just did.
I did not. I just said some people don't get it. A lifestyle question is a lifestyle question. It's like those ones that we were talking about from Yahoo Answers, the ones that were like, I think I might be gay, or...
Here's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. Is stepping in slightly dodgy waters here.
Oh, okay. Remember, it's only 28.
I only believe in a higher power. My mum died. How can I help her give me a sign so I know she is with me? I'm in one of those worst times. Both my parents have died. I'm 19 and just had a baby with someone I shouldn't have. Someone that doesn't treat me well. I need her, not to speak with her, just to know that she is here. Matty D is winding Kyla.
I just wound Kyla. Wow.
Be careful.
Don't think you needed it, though.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to word this very specifically. Wow, what? So the situation is, both his parents have died.
I'm guessing it's a woman because they had a baby.
I thought it was a boy.
It's posted by someone called Kaylee.
Oh, okay.
Not our friend Kaylee, of course, but...
She's 19, both parents are dead, and she's hoping for a supernatural
sign
from her mother to show her that everything's okay.
I guess so.
I just let loose, Kyle.
I want to let loose, but it's like 20 to 8, and I can't.
Don't care. This is what you do.
Yeah, it's like there is no such thing as a.
Well, you can't go against people's beliefs.
I guess I can't, but I can't tell her that you should wait for this to happen. Am I going to say what? You'll walk outside tomorrow morning, and a bird will sit outside on your front veranda, and that's the spirit of your mother communicating with you. Is that what she wants me to say? I don't know what else she really wants from anybody. Like, how... She's asking someone to say, give me a sign. Tell me what I should...
No, how should I suggest to my mother that she should give me a sign?
It's making it even more, like, misconstrued.
I think she'll just be looking out for any sort of sign. Like, if a banana falls off a shelf, she'd be like, Mom!
Yeah, yeah, my mum exactly. likes bananas. That's
exactly.
There you go. Coughing. Yeah. Coughing fit.
Sorry. Yeah, it's like...
Someone answered it with, try firing off some flares to catch her attention.
That's a good one.
There we go. And that was Lifestyles with Kyle.
Good to be back. Please, don't hesitate to send good questions in to me.
Any sort of lifestyle question.
If you can't think of a question, send a riddle.
Like Kyle's mum does.
Yes. Until next week.
Yes, Lifestyles with Kyle. Unprepared, of course.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The good, the bad, and the Kieran. The first signed record. It'll be a special one.
I think it's the first time we've signed anything besides pieces of paper around the place.
Yeah.
Mm. Witness forms.
Yes, yeah. Witness forms.
Checks, no.
Lawsuits.
I don't think I've ever signed a check. Lawsuits.
The parole listing.
Parole listings. AVOs.
Yes.
There's a lot of them.
Speaking of AVOs, I think it's time for... Matty D's love tips.
Oh,
yes. Good evening, listeners.
Quite like Lifestyles with Kyle. Matty D is one of the foremost experts on everything romance.
Everything romance.
So, all your sexy questions, feel free to jump on the Facebook group and ask Matty D. And he will answer it in the only way that Matty Delicious can.
I will answer any love tip question posted on the Facebook wall.
You're the man, Matt. You are the man.
For the moment, since we don't have any, I have some.
Awesome. Ready? Yes, shoot.
Shoot? Okay. Is this normal for a relationship? I'm totally confused. I met my BF in June 2008, and things was brill. And in December 2008, he cheated, so I ended it. Then in 2010, we was on and off, but this year we decided to make a go of it properly, because I loved him and missed him. Things was fine at the start of the year, and last few months it seemed to have gone downhill. He hardly comes near me, never hardly gives me a kiss and a hug, and if I'm lucky, we have a bedroom time once a week. He constantly be mature.
I'm listening.
He constantly texts girls. Not sure if it's how are you texts or if it's flirting, and constantly sending messages to girls on his list on Facebook. I don't trust him, and every time I try to talk about how I feel, he doesn't listen and starts having a go and swearing and shouting at me. I get the feeling he doesn't want to be with me and just keeping me there. How can I make him understand how I'm feeling? I'm a loving person and I like to have affection in a relationship, but at the moment I feel like I'm dating a friend. The last week or so he's changed and doesn't come near me, and it's funny how he started a course and this has happened. I'm upset, and when I left for work this morning, I didn't even give him a kiss or anything. I kind of feel bad.
Oh, no.
Just for going. Advice?
What's this person's name?
Blonde girl.
Blonde girl. Well, blonde girl.
She's lucky I'm not answering.
Well, blonde girl. I was about to say something, and then I totally blanked. I'm sorry.
Typical Maddie D.
Typical Maddie D. You know, I'm a big advocate for love. I like the idea of, you know, people being together, but for this particular situation, I think the guy sounds like a complete tool and you should get rid of him. And if you're attractive and still a loving person, you should, I don't know,
no trouble finding another man.
Go find me, myself, Maddie D. Go go put on the Facebook page, say, hey Maddie D, do you want to meet up, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? But no, if he's doing that sort of stuff, I say
avoid people,
I say,
in
get
Santa Claus outfits.
Yep.
Avoid people in Santa Claus outfits.
Who are offering drinks.
And if
actually, no, you dress as Santa Claus.
I dressed as Santa Claus.
As long as it's Maddie D, as long as he's not offering you a drink, you're fine.
Well, you can take the drink if I'm not dressed as Santa.
Okay.
But yes, no, I think you should
be just as wary, though.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's into it.
Okay. I was about to ask this question, but it's too similar. It's too similar, so I'll ask another one if I can.
Yes. Well, we'll just banter, Carl.
All right.
Okay, now I've got it.
Oh, okay.
Please do help. I'm very lost. Okay, so
I will.
GPS.
Okay, so I think this guy don't like me because when I asked him to hang, he said, ha, 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 maybe. But he always wants me to call him when he's walking home from the pub, and we talk for like hours. He will always message me lots when he's drinking, and not so much every day, though. He has told me about two of his ex-girlfriends. No, I didn't ask. He told me about this girl he is kind of with. He said she asked him out, and he said not yet, and he called her sounding desperate, but I asked if he likes her, and he says he do. Why does he tell me this? Are we just friends? Or if so, why does he not even hang out with me as a friend? Mm. Maddie D?
Well, Kieran, first of all, I have to quote Kyle over here, saying good grammar leads to a good lifestyle.
Yeah. Yes.
Pretty atrocious.
That would be my first pointer if you're going to post something on the internet.
Well, it sounds like she needs a punch in the face.
I think he sounds like one of those guys, or one of those people that sort of find somebody attractive whilst they've had a bit to drink, and when they haven't, they're just sort of not there, you know what I mean? So, what was the actual question? Sounded like a bunch of complaining
are we
to
just,
me.
Is he interested or are we just friends?
Is she interested?
I didn't think she actually explicitly stated that she was interested in your neighbor.
Well, I'm going to guess that she is interested. And I'm going to say, just because I'm... Okay, Kyle.
Sorry.
Just cough button. Just because I'm a romantic, I'm going to say go for it. But you know. Take the risk, but it may not work
out. Go for the drunkard who's already in a relationship.
He never said he is in a relationship. He said he had something going.
He is a drunkard, though, by the sounds of it.
Well, it's just because he has a few drinks occasionally. It doesn't mean
he's
a drunkard.
And that's the only time that he calls her?
So what you guys are saying is either he only calls her when he's drunk, which means he isn't into her, or he's just drunk all the time. So when he calls her, he's just drunk.
No, but he seems to just like to kill time by talking to her on the phone when he's walking home from the pub.
Maybe, so that could be.
What else is he going to do?
And he said... You know,
she's the only
this
one
girl asked him out, and he's
hour.
Just like, "Man, not yet."
Yeah, that's true. Well, if you've already asked him out,
no, some other girl did, and he talked to her about it.
Some other girl did.
I thought he said that he was already seeing a girl.
He said he's kind of got something.
He was
the girl.
Kind of seeing a girl.
But what does that mean?
I don't know.
I would say
maybe
talk
he's
to him.
Just keeping
I'm
this girl
say
on just because he needs
honesty.
Someone to talk
honesty
to.
Is the best approach.
Okay. You
so you got to be honest with him.
Well, he seemed
hopefully he'll
enough.
Be honest too.
He seemed honest enough with her.
Really? I didn't think so at all.
He told her everything.
Okay, so I'm good at attracting guys to me and to like me, but I'm terrible at flirting and talking with guys and keeping them. I'm just so shy when it comes to guys and never know what to say. Please help. Thanks. Kate.
Okay, Kate. Thank you. I was like, where's my music, Kieran?
Yep.
For a girl, there's really very little you have to do to get guys interested, really, I think.
Yeah?
That's my reason.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, didn't I sort of cover this before at the last show?
What,
when I was talking about body language?
That, sure, they can be really good looking and that'll be enough.
No,
the guy,
obviously
the guy
not.
Will be completely interested in her. What
obviously
if he
not.
To her, and what if she replies with, like...
Well, sometimes that has charm, because I've done that. And I like to think that is very charming.
Wait, what have you done?
Not been able to talk to a girl.
Oh, and so that's charming. So
I would say it
so
is.
So you just went... and sounded like Roseanne.
Well, I sure hope not, Carl.
Oh, don't get my
where was the advice in there?
Oh, where was the advice? How to flirt with guys.
Go on, Matt. Mm.
Well, everyone can.
Know.
You know what I think is that everyone can flirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, just do your thing.
What about
pretty
some
much.
Give us some of your stories. You can
give us some
anonymous.
Of my stories.
Yeah. So like, she can.
About
she,
what?
But the
How
issue
would you
was.
Flirt? How do you flirt?
How do I flirt?
Okay.
I just sort of go in there and just hope for the
Get
best.
Get your pens out, kids. Dive in.
What's that? Dive in. Yeah.
Matty D says, "Dive in.
Dive in." You know,
what does that mean?
If they look at you, just, that means you're in.
Just go for it and just sort of like take opportunities and sort of like
How
go
so?
With the flow.
Like what opportunities?
Just
what do
have
you
a
do
chat.
To take these opportunities.
What sort of opportunities should we look out for, Manny?
What do you mean? What sort of opportunities should we look out for?
Yeah, like what would you say is an opportunity for some
define dive
romance?
Well, you know, if the girl is stumbling, that's an opportunity you need to take.
What?
I'm just joking.
What do you mean?
That was a joke.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. I hope so too. And that was Matty D's love tips.
That was Matty D's love tips. Please write to me.
The only advice we got out of that was take advantage of drunk girls.
No, I think you should just be yourself because, you know...
It's obviously working so well for you.
What is that supposed to mean? Look, karma's just destroying
sorry.
You right now.
I'm sorry, I'm just belligerent because I'm sick.
Yeah, but no, I think be yourself. Always be yourself.
Should we delve into Kyle's romance tips while we're...
I believe it's romance with Matty D.
Yeah. There we go. Please send in any questions for
Matt. Send me anything.
On the Facebook group.
I'm happy to get any sort of feedback at all, any questions.
Any contact with a girl.
Any contact at all.
People it doesn't have to be from a girl. It can be from a guy as well.
People who are interested in like mating up for me, maybe. You know,
no,
you know,
no, it's not Matty D's dating service. It's love tips.
Seriously. Even if it's just, you know, saying how great I am, you can post that on
Dilemmas.
Facebook.
Dilemmas. That's what we want.
Dilemmas.
And of course, the three of us together make. Here it comes.
Well, the good,
the bad,
and the Kieran.
And that was just us having a minor gunfight.
Yep.
Yeah,
I actually got that movie today.
You did?
Oh, really?
And a fistful of dollars and a few
dollars. My brother bought
more.
It. My brother bought it, of course.
I still haven't seen it.
You should.
It's on my to watch list.
Definitely.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it.
We
tried watching it one night.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
We got about 5 minutes into it, didn't we?
Yeah. What happened? I mean, sure, we'd had a few beverages.
Didn't help that it was like
what?
1 in the morning.
You guys having beverages?
It was 1 in the morning, and we'd just come home from having a few beverages, and it's a 3-hour movie, so it wasn't going to happen.
No. We should have. We knew. I think a little part of us knew it wasn't going to happen, but the novelty of watching a movie and having a few more beverages at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, well. Oh, well. Eventually we'll get around to it.
Yeah.
And anyone who hasn't seen it, I'd recommend it.
It's one of those old-time classics that you got to see, even though none of us have actually seen it.
Kieran has.
Oh, have you seen The Good, the Bad?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have bought it if I hadn't seen it. I've never bought a movie. Actually, I have bought a movie without seeing it, and it was The Midnight Express.
Oh, wow.
There you go. What do you think of that?
That's a nice little bit of irony for you.
Yes.
There you go. Irony. I bought The Midnight Express without watching it, and then I watched it and was pleasantly surprised.
It's a good movie. I got it recommended to me.
I enjoyed it.
Yes. Anyway, we were talking off air, and we were saying that we should quite possibly bring back challenges.
We should.
Yes. A while ago, we had a thing about challenges that never really eventuated.
Well, Matty D said he wanted challenges, and he asked people for challenges. You got challenges.
I did get challenges.
And me and Kyle were happy to do some of them. We did an egg and spoon race, which, mind you, I never uploaded the video.
In our boxer shorts.
Yeah, we did an egg and spoon race in our boxer shorts. Well,
Yeah. I was away during like a couple of weeks during that when you guys were doing all
and
the challenges.
And Matty D, I think, did none of the challenges that people said.
Oh, no, I sung opera.
That's right. That's but not right. In person over the phone.
Mm. Well, same difference. I would have done it over radio.
It was pretty funny though. But anyway, I think we want to bring that back.
Yes.
But in a more serious way, we can take it more seriously.
Yeah. So if we don't do them, there are major consequences for us.
If we'll set ourselves a time period, if people send in challenges, maybe to specific people, say like, I want Matty D to, go into a Supre and ask for the smallest outfit they have and go and try it on.
Okay.
And then walk out and say, does my bum look big enough? Maybe something like that. Harmless fun like that.
But, yes.
And then, of course, if he doesn't do it, we have to take photos or film it for evidence and put it on the Facebook site.
If he doesn't do it, then...
If he doesn't do it by a certain date, then...
We'll buy that for Matt and he has to wear it through the next show.
We will think of a consequence.
What sort of consequences would we have?
Cruel,
remember we had
cruel
a
ones.
We had one a while ago when we had a show about rules that whoever didn't do it would have to fill in for a minute on the show.
But that's not that severe though.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of maybe, you know, some sort of humiliation on air, I'd say.
Yeah.
Humiliation on air.
Speaking of humiliation, me and Carl the other day were watching a video called I think it was called Japanese Robert De Niro.
Oh boy.
And the don't laugh game.
Mm.
There's this Japanese game show. I don't know what it's called, but the object of the game is... You can't laugh.
They were all sitting around having dinner and this guy walked in. It's a Japanese guy, but he looked remarkably like Robert De Niro.
He was just a Japanese Robert De Niro impersonator. Yeah. And he came in. Oh, someone's getting a message. They both look at their phones.
Not me.
Yeah, this Japanese Robert De Niro walks into the room. If you want to see it, please look it up. It's hilarious.
Mm.
I think it's called Japanese Robert De Niro. We'll bring up the video. But he would do all this stuff, like he'd pull the Robert De Niro faces, and if they laughed...
Then two girls in black leather would come out and hit them with fly swats.
Yeah. They'd come in and get a spanking.
I love how you said the Robert De Niro face, because there's only one.
Yeah, you know, I can't even describe
it. We all have an impersonation of it here.
Everybody imagine Robert De Niro.
The squinted eyes, the like... Oh, I don't know.
The sort of half smile.
Yeah. He sort of squints his face up and then sort of like... sort of has lines, but then he just dribbles off.
The incredible frown lines. Yeah. He's like his I don't know face. Two open hands, just, oh, I don't know.
Robert De Niro, Robert De Niro.
Your Robert De Niro impression sounds a bit like Rodney Dangerfield.
Even as De Niro, I don't get no respect.
It was so funny because at the end of the video, the Japanese Robert De Niro, like, he goes to leave and there's a sliding door and he goes to leave and he shuts the sliding door, but just so his face is sticking through the door and he's pulling the Robert De Niro face.
Mm.
and they're all trying not to look at him, but he's just there.
This poor guy was basically sweating.
Yeah, like, so, trying not to laugh. And, it actually looked pretty painful when they got spanked with the fly swatters.
Yeah, they were screaming.
Yeah. Oh.
So our consequences are going to be like Japanese game show stuff.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, there's a fly swat in here.
We do have a fly swat.
Yeah, we should have like a no laugh challenge. Like, you remember how we did... We'll probably have someone read out a funny script and the person who's been, accused of...
not completing the challenge.
We'll have to listen to it and try not to laugh.
And if they do laugh, then they get hit with the fly swat.
Yeah, they get... Well, we might have to bring our own, because I'm not sure.
I have an electric fly swatter at
home. Ooh!
I have two.
You have an electric fly swatter?
I sure do. Well, my mum does. Go.
I actually saw a little thing like at a marketplace. It was like a gun. And it was,
I've seen
those. You can shoot flies with it.
Yeah,
you can
buy them. It's like a pop gun, but for hitting flies.
Yeah, but what sort of disturbed me was like, you know, it was like killing insects, but then it said, lots of fun for the whole family. And it had like a little kid smiling with this gun going, hey, look, I'm killing stuff. So like, yeah.
That's something you really have to wonder about when you kill an insect. You are genuinely taking a life.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't seem to qualm anybody.
Yeah, you don't really care.
Yeah, if it's small enough, then it doesn't matter. Yeah,
but, you know, I think it's...
But kill a cow, oh my God.
Kill a dog.
You know, protests happen around
it's
the old...
It's a criminal offence.
Yeah.
But in flies, that's fine.
I love how some animals are, like, loved more than others. Like, if you kill a panda bear, people, like, lose it, you know.
Just depends how cute they are.
Yeah, how cute they are.
Like, look at cows. Cows are pretty... Well, they can be cute. Or sheep.
I think they're killed all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, cows are killed very often.
Organizations set up to stop people from killing
cows. Can you tell us about that photo you've got in front of you, Matty Duke?
Oh, okay. Well, I was shifting through some photo albums, and I picked up one of a young Kieran who's sitting right in front of me. It would have been when you were 16 or so, 16, 17. And it was sort of in my photo album because me and Kieran did a play a few years back. And it's him with a shirt that says chick and with a picture of a magnet next to it and him doing a very suggestive pose.
Yeah.
And sort of, so I went, so I've showed him today and I've sort of...
As suggestive as like what, raising an arm?
Yeah, raising an arm and pucking up lips.
Oh, yes.
But the whole show I've sort of like lodged it into the stand of my microphone and I've sort of been looking at a young Kieran for the entire show.
And who is in the background of that photo?
Who's in the background? Well, we have... We have a person who listens to the show regularly, little Mark. I didn't recognize him before. He's done a few leader shows, but he's really young here.
Yeah,
no, really young.
He looks exactly the same, just shorter hair.
I don't think so at all.
It's a great picture. Maybe we'll take a picture of it and put it up.
We'll put it on the Midnight Express.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
My apologies.
That's the first mistake we've made with that.
I've sort of been keeping it into a sort of slot on my microphone stand.
Just to keep me close at heart.
Inspirational.
Young me. And Carl actually noted that I've actually put on weight since since taking that
picture. You're like a stick insect right now and you've actually put on weight.
Yeah, I'm actually bigger in that photo. No,
now than you are in that photo,
which is saying something. Yeah. Anyway,
you got the part going on, your hairstyle.
No, the middle part. I was rocking the middle part late high school.
You were a player.
I was a chick magnet, according to that picture.
The ladies loved the middle part.
Anyway, I thought we'd have a little competition between Kyle and Manny D.
Okay.
I want to have some music to play to sort of signify that it's a competition.
Not that we don't bicker enough already.
No, we have a very healthy working chemistry.
Yes.
I'll just use the Crime Watch music instead. Here we go. That's right. It's now time for Kyle and Matty D's Monday Challenge.
Yes! All right. I'm ready for this.
Now, warm up your brains, gentlemen, because I'm going to
throw... Not much of a challenge if it's with Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Now, today's challenge is Name That Tune, 80s edition, of course.
Do we have buzzers?
We're about to start our 80s decade. I don't know how far we'll get into it. You don't need a buzzer. It's the first person to answer correctly. We'll get a point. And okay. I've got a little score sheet here. Are you ready for
Kieran, you're looking very lovely today, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's okay. I really love that jumper.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
That's okay.
Stop here comes trying to buy effective that. You're going to lose. Betty Davis eyes.
Well done. Kyle, point to you.
Screw you, Kyle.
No easy win, huh, Matt?
I think you're reading them off the sheet there.
It's no sheet.
It's a tally.
Shut up.
By the way, okay. I like that shirt you're wearing, Matt.
What's this one? Thank you, Kyle. The Wedding Singer song. You're not going to give it to me? All right.
Wedding Day?
Black Wedding.
No. Both wrong.
It's my time for a Black Wedding. Start again.
It was White Wedding.
I said White Wedding.
You did
said
not
White Wedding
say,
Day.
I still said White Wedding.
Okay, I'll count that, but only...
Are you serious? What?
I'll count that, but only a half.
Hey, look, it's White Wedding Day. No, it's not. I believe it's White Wedding.
Well, it was closer than Black
What's
Wedding.
What's this one?
I didn't say day.
No idea.
No clue.
Kieran on the bongo drums.
Nope. Okay.
I got this one.
This is from.
I still got nothing.
No, this is from. It's the movie we saw recently. Isn't it?
Nope.
Isn't it Footloose song?
It's a different one.
I thought it would have been, but it's not.
No idea.
I know it,
you guys
are
going terribly.
Can you just give me a point?
Okay, you might get this next one. Listen for the next one.
Footloose?
No.
Is it Footloose now?
Come on, guys.
I have no idea.
Okay, none?
I've heard it. I don't know it though.
This one?
I've got no idea with this either. No. We're on a 70s and 80s radio show, but we don't know any of the music.
So far, I've got all of them in.
Oh, I think I know this. Was that an Abba
song? Oh, Kel's just want to have fun.
Another one. Kel, you didn't let me.
So unfair. It was an Abba one, Matt, but you answered too late.
Can't you give me a point for saying Abba?
No, you're going to say it when it's actually on.
Shut up.
Okay.
Not much of a challenge when it's with Matt.
What's this one?
I don't know.
I'm only going to do up to 20.
Michael Jackson? Yes.
Is it Michael Jackson?
No, this one.
This is number 11.
Oh, is it?
No, it's number 10.
I have no idea.
Okay, this is number 11. You guys are going great at this.
Hey, I'm winning.
Winning by 3.
What do I win?
Well, we'll see.
No.
This one? It's number 12.
Footloose. I'm sure you're going to put a Footloose in there, so I'm just going to keep guessing
them.
That.
I don't know.
No idea.
Okay. Is it?
What's this one?
Sesame Street.
This game has got how few 80s songs that Carl and Matty D can identify. Okay, that's number 13. It's number 14.
What is that, from the SNES? And I don't know what this is either. Achy Breaky Heart.
This is year 14. It comes 15.
Is this a Meatloaf song?
Nope. You can't ask him a question.
Come on, I need all the help I can get.
I got nothing.
Okay. What's this one?
Oh, Duran Duran. Beat or Kill.
Well done. You actually got one.
Yeah, I actually got one, Carl. Well done.
Okay, what's this? Here comes, that was 16.
Can I get a more mature 17? Person to be challenged against next week?
I know you 17. Are, but what am I?
Any idea what this one is? Hey, Matty D, you might actually get number 18.
Awesome. So you can't say anything on 18.
If we're on 18, I'm going to win anyway.
This is number 18.
Like a virgin.
Oh, come on. I nearly got that.
Okay.
Is it Like a Virgin?
Okay, that's number 18. Kyle got that one.
Yeah, it's Like a Virgin. You put a point next to my name.
What's this one?
Oh,
It's the 19. Come on, Matt, you've got to get one.
I know this song.
I don't know. I'll let Matt guess.
What's this one?
Is this Sweet Dreams and Me? No. That's not even in the
incorrect.
Set, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
Okay, this is number 20. We'll do up to 22. What's this one? This is number 21.
I have no idea.
You don't know this one?
Nope.
Here comes the last one.
Lucky last.
Footloose. Time after time.
Yes!
You got one!
Wow!
There we go! Oh.
You know, I started actually wanting to play the game afterwards.
That's cute. Who are you trying to convince?
Myself, mostly.
There you go. Well done.
So, what do I win, Kieran?
Some self-respect.
You get
your pick
next week's challenge.
I do?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Carl won with 5 points out of a possible 22.
How much did I win,
and
Kieran?
You got 1 point out of a possible 22. Can you believe that?
I'm happy with that. Wow, so I get to pick next week's challenge.
You can challenge me and Matty D.
Should do. Oh, okay, wow. Sounds fun.
I was just wondering, we just did a sort of trivia there, like name that tune.
Mm. Yes.
And you guys did interestingly. I'm just wondering how
anyone who's just tuning in, we did very well, and it came down to like a 1 point.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Matt let me win in the end.
Yeah, exactly.
You were very modest, Matt.
We take turns here at Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Who gets to win tonight.
That's right.
We pass around the Tumata goblet.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that, the whole Tumata thing.
Yeah.
Should we talk about that briefly? We definitely have time.
I don't remember a lot about the Tumata. That should be it, the question master.
It's a Russian tradition. I think it's at dinner parties.
Are you sure it was Russian?
Yeah, it's Russian. It was a Russian tradition.
What is
And
what
the
is
idea
this?
Is there's a tomato, which is the sort of like host of the party. I might be getting this all wrong. But the host of the party, he sort of leads the topics of conversation. And someone will bring up a topic of conversation. And, for example, you know, good health and good eating. And everyone will toast that, have a drink. And you only take a drink when you're toasting something.
Yes.
And then I think the tomato brings up topics of conversation like that. And women can't talk. So I think still to this day that women aren't allowed to talk.
I have a, I
so
have
what
a
do they do?
It just isn't Russia.
You have a feeling it isn't Russia?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. Because the person who told us about it learned all this while he was in Russia.
Are you sure he was in Russia?
Well, yeah, 100%. If I knew how to spell it, I'd look it up, but you know. Mm. Yeah, there you go. Alrighty. Do we have enough time for another song? But until then, do you have any other segment ideas? You know,
segment ideas.
Horoscopes.
Horoscopes, that's right. You wanted to do a horoscopes segment, didn't you?
That'd be fun.
Yes.
Horoscopes are good. And I had another one earlier in the piece, but I've forgotten what it was now.
Did you tell us? Or?
Yeah, I told you.
There you go.
That slipped my memory. But yeah, horoscopes. We'll I think that'd be an interesting and funny one.
Oh,
the
yeah.
challenges, and I like the little trivia.
Yeah,
the
weekly challenges is it's a good one. Mm-hmm. What was it? Monday challenges with Maddie D and Carl, but next week will be Maddie D and Kieran, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And the week after that will be Maddie D and Carl, and then Maddie D and Kieran again, and then Maddie D and mm-hmm. Carl, and then Maddie D and Kieran again.
Most likely.
Just because you're so charitable and keep...
Oh, of course.
You just keep allowing us to win.
I'm the good, remember?
That's right. The three of us together make the good, the bad, and the Kieran. I didn't have the music ready, but yes, trust me.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Anyway, if you would... we should have a podcast of this show up shortly if you'd love to listen to this lovely...
Should be up by tomorrow.
...business all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we'll definitely try and be more organized in the future.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. But yeah, it's interesting. We've been sort of thrown in the deep end with this new time slot.
Mm. We're sort of testing the waters.
Testing the waters, seeing what works, what doesn't work.
It's outside our comfort zone, just a little bit.
Yeah, coming here during daylight hours. That's
that was such a weird experience, walking the radio station during daylight. It's like, this doesn't feel right. This feels off.
Yeah.
And it was warm for a change.
And I got really annoyed when someone robbed my thing off the blackboard.
Oh.
Do you remember that? I was like,
Maybe don't advertise to everybody. That you were writing stuff on the blackboard.
Ha!
Or somebody else was. I think it was somebody else.
I think it was somebody else.
Which is suspicious.
It's really odd that we're going to be leaving as well an hour before we usually start.
No, yes. We'd be arriving at half an hour. Survivor there with the 1982 hit, Eye of the Tiger. It really is a hit. I think it was one of the top hits of that year.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor, though. Would you call it a one-hit wonder? Because I don't think I've ever heard of any other Survivor songs.
I've never even...
I could be blaspheming.
I've never even given thought to them making another song after that.
Yeah, exactly.
They did make a whole album, I heard. I've actually heard most artists release albums. No way, really, Kieran? But I've actually heard their other songs, and they all just sound the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was.
Of the Penguin.
I might be wrong, but I think that like that was Rocky's... brother or somebody he knew, Sylvester Stallone knew, who did the songs.
Oh, really?
I may be completely wrong, but I've heard that
I
somewhere.
Heard that Sylvester Stallone does have a brother, and I think his brother is actually in a band, so you could be right.
I could be right.
Never
there
occurred
we go.
To me
we'll
either.
Look it up later on. I'm not, I don't mean later on, but like in the future, maybe.
In the future, yeah.
If we care enough. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Anyway, if you want to become a fan of this... of this nonsense that you've been listening to, please find us on Facebook. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, 103.3 FM.
Mm-hmm. And that way you can suggest...
You can find the
suggest
podcast.
Challenges.
Suggest challenges.
Suggest things that will,
questions.
You know, help us straighten out this zigzag structure we have going on at the moment.
Yep.
But yes, it's good to be back.
It is. I'm happy.
Maybe we should
back.
Just address the fact that to everyone who thought we were gone forever, did you really think... that we'd be gone for that long.
Silly, did you really hope move. That we'd be gone forever?
You know, I don't like. I mean, we don't like to toy with people's emotions and so on and so forth.
We do a little bit.
Yeah, I know I do.
But we got a new time slot. We had to bring the old show to an end because it couldn't be called. It couldn't be called Midnight Express
because it's nowhere near midnight.
I might have had a bit of a swear word slip in there, but It was by accident, I assure you.
Mm.
Drawing light on it probably won't help. Because it can't be called... It couldn't be called... Because it can't be called... Can't be called... Anyway, should probably wrap up the program.
Yep.
This has been... It's going to take a while to get used to the...
Yes.
The new theme music.
It's like, where's the... Da-da-da-da-da-da?
Yeah. I like it, though. This is funky.
I haven't got any ending music yet.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Matty D.
I'm coming to dinner.
And Kyle.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
But anyway, this has been Guess Who's Coming to Dinner for the first time.
Yep, the first show. Episode. And congratulations to Rachel for winning the first prize.
Yep, and be sure to tune in next week for another prize. Oh, she says thanks, by the way.
Oh, that's okay, Rachel.
One of the songs in that challenge that Kyle and Matty D had was Superstar by the Carpenters. I thought you'd like to know. I didn't even notice.
Anyway, who was that? Rachel said that?
No, Keturah did.
Keturah.
But anyway, this has been...
Should have told me that before, Keturah.
Guess who's coming to dinner? So goodbye from Kieran.
Goodbye from Kyle.
And goodbye from me, Matty D.
And be sure to tune in next week. Keep listening to FM 103.3.
Till next time.